The CBI Tournament Championship will feature last night's semifinal winners Fresno State and Siena, who won a game against Illinois State 61-49. The winner will be determined by the best of three games starting at Fresno State on Monday and Game 2 at Siena on Wednesday. In a court decision by the Chicago District of the National Labor Relations Board, Northwestern College football players will qualify as employees of the university and can now unionize. This decision could affect college athletics across the nation. The Sweet 16 of the NCAA men's basketball tournament will start up again tonight when number 1 Florida goes head-to-head with number 4 UCLA at 9:45 p.m. on CBS. Number 11 Dayton will see number 10 Stanford at 7:15 p.m. on CBS. Number 6 Baylor goes against number 2 Wisconsin tonight at 7:47 p.m. on TBS. And later, number 1 Arizona versus number 4 San Diego State at 10:17 p.m. also on TBS. In the NBA, Charlotte beat Brooklyn in overtime 116-111. The Knicks defeated Sacramento 107-99. Toronto edged Boston 99-90. Minnesota topped Atlanta 107-83. New Orleans outshot the Clippers 98-96. Indiana slid past Miami 84-83. Memphis beat Utah 91-87. It was San Antonio over Denver, 108-103. In the NHL, the Rangers defeated Philadelphia 3-1. Vancouver beat Minnesota 5-2. Anaheim edged Calgary 3-2. University of Massachusetts football will leave the Mid-American Conference at the end of 2015 in a decision by the UMass Athletic Director. The Springfield Armor, a team in the NBA's Development League, will be sold and the franchise moved to Grand Rapids, Michigan, according to reports in Massachusetts. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.